الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر: ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى. قال: لم حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا؟ قال: كذلك. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد، بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم، أتوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمدي، صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Respected elders, brothers, sisters on the receivers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nafs aur shaitan hai khanjar dil badal, وار ہونے کو ہے یہ غافل سنبھل، آن جائے دین و ایمان میں خلل، باز آ ہاں باز آ اے بد عمل، ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے، کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت. My brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with the month of Ramadan. Allah gave us the tawfiq to fast in the month of Ramadan, to increase our ibadah, increase our tilawat of Quran, increase our optional ibadat, optional salah, salatul ishraq, salat chast, صلاه الاوابين، صلاه التحجد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to increase our charities, to increase our sympathy towards the needy people. Allah bless us to increase our supplications, our duas. So we thank Him. And the days have passed, as he said, Ayyaman ma'adudat. These are few days. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُتِيكُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ تَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. And if someone could not fast in the month of Ramadan, then he has to give the fidya, to feed one person morning, afternoon and evening, which is equivalent to the Sadqatul Fitr. So in £6 a person can have his lunch, have his dinner. That is the fidya of the fast which a person has missed due to his journey, he was traveling, or due to his illness. فَإِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. And when he returns back from his journey, he becomes well from his illness, then he has to make it up for the fast which he has missed in the month of Ramadan. Then Allah blessed us with the day of Eid, which we celebrated. Alhamdulillah, Allah accept it. A chance for the families to get together, to exchange their problems, suffering. Allah said, I want to make things easy for you. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. I don't want to make something which you are not able to do. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that a person can do it. Now the question here arises that we have done the amals. For each sajda, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you get 1500 rewards. If you fast, man sama ramadana imana wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi, your sins are forgiven. So can you see your sins are forgiven? Have you got that telescope to see it? Or binoculars to see it? من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever does Qiyam in the night, Allah forgives his sins. So can you see your sins have been forgiven? من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever spends the night of power and repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeks forgiveness, his sins are forgiven. So can you see it? Your sins are forgiven. So great reward for fasting, great reward for giving charity, great reward for doing the Qiyam. So every each of us did participate in the month of Ramadan, the young children, girls, wives, sisters, siblings, brothers, old people, young people. So each of us wants to know whether is it accepted or not. Is your ibadat accepted? Well, the reward is in the akhirah. But for every amal, there is a athar. And then there is a ajal. For every amal, there is a athar and then there is a saza. For the good, there is athar and ajal. Remember these two words. Athar means reaction. And ajal means reward. Athar means reaction and saza means punishment. So here the question is, are our ibadat of Ramadan accepted? Is my fast accepted? I ask myself, I have fasted, I stayed hungry, thirsty, on medication, had a lot of problems to fast, but I did fast, so is it accepted? We sacrificed our sleep, we came for Taraweeh, then Qiyam, is it accepted? So each of us, we increase our ibadah. Those who hardly reads one juz, he read one juz in the month of Ramadan. Those who are reading one juz in normal days, they increase to 3, 4, 5 juz a day. Our ibadah was increased. Those who never did chaash salah in Ramadan, he never missed it. Awabin, he never missed it. Tahajjud, he never missed it. The opportunity at the sehri time to do 2 rakat namaz. So the question here is my ibadah of Ramadan accepted? That is the question. I gave sadaqah, is it accepted? I gave charity, is it accepted? The man wants to know, isn't it? Each of us wants to know the result. At the end of the week you get the wages, at the end of the month you get wages. Now when we gather for the Eid Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the angels. And then he asks the angels, what is the wage of the person who has carried out the labor? Then he himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tells the angels that you bear witness that I have forgiven them. But can we see he has forgiven them? Have you got that spirituality eye to see that my sins are forgiven? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in the Quran 2 verses which I read. So there are 2 things of every amal. One is a reaction, one is the ajr. Ajr you will get in akhirah. If you fasted, you will get the ajr in akhirah, not in this dunya. And that is after we die. But we won't be able to come back and tell the people that Allah has forgiven me. There was a pious man, he was dying, he was a saint. And his disciples came to him, his murids. And this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in the hadith, when a person goes in qabr, this is the punishment. If he's a good person, this is the reward in the qabr. There will be a bridge which is called Pulsirat. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to weigh our amals. وَنَدَوُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْتِ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُزْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. Then for every good deed, there will be a reward for مَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Every bad deed, there will be a saza, a punishment. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. For every amal we will do, it will be in front of us. We will be able to see it. يَوْمَ تَزِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُهْدَرًا. Then adding to it, there will be a book in which everything will be recorded. اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ. You yourself read this kitab. The 2 angels are recording, Munkar and Nakir, on the right, on the left. Akiraman Katibin, sorry. Munkar and Nakir in the grave. So اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Yourself, you look the account. You look the account. You become the accountant and check it. So they told their saint that nobody until now has come out from the grave and reported and told us what happens in the grave. But the punishment of the grave is there, is barakah. But nobody is coming out of the grave to tell us. तो आप एक काम करो, आप जब मर जाएं, when you die, please inform us फ्रॉम द ग्रेव व्हाट हैपन्स इन द ग्रेव. अब ये तो नहीं है कि उधर मोबाइल फोन रख दो सो ही इज गोना फोन यू. ही वॉज अ वेरी pious saint. Spiritually he was very strong. He says, okay, when I die, leave a pen and a paper in the grave. जब मैं मर जाऊं तो एक कागज रख देना, एक पेन रख देना कब्र के अंदर, और दूसरे दिन आके कब्र से पर्ची उठा लेना. That the second day after you bury me, come to my grave and you will find the answer there, the paper. So they buried him. He passed away, they buried him. They placed the paper, they placed the pen in the grave the second day as he had told them to go and pick up the paper. They go to the graveyard, they find a paper is on the grave. See, these things sometimes it happens. It's like a miracle. It does happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not show the punishment of the grave. Why? Because we will stop burying our deceased. हम उनको दफन करना बंद कर देंगे अगर punishment देख लिया. नहीं, nobody will enter the graveyard. Nobody will enter the graveyard. And we go to the graveyard and we visit the graves. Have we ever seen any punishment? No. So they lift up the paper and there is one sentence only written. This is a place you cannot write or tell about it. ये कब्र एक जगह है जो किसी को हम बता नहीं सकते कि कब्र क्या है. दिस इज समथिंग विच यू हैव टू सी विथ योर ओन आईज. दैट्स वॉट ही रोट. ए पर्सन वेन ही विल डाय देन ही विल सी वॉट इज द अजर ऑफ फास्टिंग. ही विल सी विथ हिज ओन आईज. इकर अकिताबक कफा बि नफ्सिक अल्यौम अलैक हसीबा मन हितदा फइन्नमा यहतदी लिनफ्सी ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها. Those will be on the right path. It will benefit the person who was on the right path. So one is the athar, one is the ajr. So the ajr reward will be in akhirah. That is our iman. What the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, it is true. What is in the Quran, it is haqq. What is in the hadith, it is haqq. The punishment of the grave is haqq. Jannat is haqq. Jahannam is haqq. But when we want to know, but I want to know, is my fast of 2024, is it accepted? I want to know. Is my ibadat of Ramadan accepted? I want to know. So pondering in these two verses which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, when you ponder in it, when you look at the words, you look at the tafsir, and you analyze. So there is a way of analyzing. Is my fast accepted? I can analyze it. And that is what I want to share with you. You analyze. Is your fast accepted? When you come out from the masjid, you have the answer. Whether it is accepted or it is not accepted. I guarantee you, as soon as I will tell you, you will analyze whether it is accepted or it is not accepted. Is my salah accepted of in Ramadan? Yes or no. Is my charity accepted? Yes or no. Because everything has got two things. One is the athar and one is the ajr. One is the reaction and one is the reward. One is the reaction and one is the punishment. For good thing is athar and ajr. For bad deeds is athar and punishment. How will you analyze it? Yes, we increase our amals. A quantity. One is quantity, one is quality. Quantity was increased in the month of Ramadan. I used to read one juz a day. I increased it to 4 juz. Example. I used to fast on Monday and Tuesday, or Ayyam Bees, 3 days of the month of every Islamic calendar. But when Ramadan came, I fasted for 30 days. Each of us, we increased. That's the quantity. Is it true or not? Is it true or not? You increase your salat in month of Ramadan, you read Taraweeh at night, then Tahajjud at Sehri time, then other optional prayers during the daytime. You increase your charity. Normally you give £5, £10 on the Friday. Ramadan used to give £5, £10 every day. And you increase your charity. So in quantity, it can increase, it can decrease, no problem. Quantity is decreased now. Everybody's quantity is decreased. Is it decreased or is it increased, brothers? Increased. After Ramadan. Increased, mashallah. How many rakats you read every day? Ramadan you used to read more or now? No. In Ramadan we used to read more. So the quantity has decreased. Now we have to analyze, the quantity will decrease, no problem. There is no problem. Even if it's a saint, bahut bada sheikh bhi hai, uski bhi quantity decrease ho gayi. I talk about myself. My reading of Quran is decreased. Because I got a plan for Ramadan that I have to read this much. And I got a plan for a normal day. So I can see it's decreased. So quantity decrease, you don't have to worry. No worry at all. But I have to analyze, is my quality decreased or has it increased? Quality. If your quality has not decreased and hasn't increased as well, but is stable, that is the answer to your question. Your fast has been accepted. Your sadaqah has been accepted. Your salah has been accepted. In the month of Ramadan, I never saw a woman. I never used to go on the mobile phone and watch these films. In my house, the TV was shut. I'm giving example. In the month of Ramadan, I never backbited. See, that was the quality. Quality of the organs of my body. After Ramadan, I'm stable. Still I am the same. That is the athar. That is the reaction of fasting in the month of Ramadan. That is the action of doing ibadah in the month of Ramadan. So now I will say, my ibadat, my fasting, ibadat of Ramadan is accepted. I used to do a dealing which was haram, but as soon as month of Ramadan came, I started again. So that is the athar. My ibadat was not accepted. My fast was not that strong to create taqwa and piety, la'allakum tattaqoon, in my heart. It did not stop me abandoning that dealing. It did not stop me. So my fast has gone in vain. My ibadat of Ramadan is gone in vain. So if the life is stable as it was in the month of Ramadan, our ibadah is accepted. And it should stay like this until next Ramadan. I did not backbite, I did not listen to the music, I did not see things which I am prohibited to see, I did not do a dealing which is haram in Islam, I had no enmity for anyone, I was not jealous of anyone. I did not commit any sin. Neither the major, neither the minor. No sins were committed in the month of Ramadan. And since Ramadan has departed, my situation, my quality is the same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept me in control. It means that my fast, my ibadat of Ramadan is accepted. So when you go out, you know the answer of it. You know the answer of it. Now Allah says in the Quran, "Man amila salihan min zakarin aw unsa." Whoever does a good deed, whether it is a woman, it is a man, من عمل صالحا من ذكر او انثى وهو مؤمن in a state of iman. So this glad tiding is for the mu'min. من عمل صالحا من ذكر او انثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. The first other reaction will be, we will grant him a peaceful life. That is the other. It's not the ajr. That is not the reward of ibadah. The other in this dunya will be that his life will be full of peace. And then we will give him the ajr. وَلَنَزِّيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Much more better than what he has done, the ajr will be in the akhirah. So that is athar and ajr in the verse of the Quran. Then there is athar and saza, punishment in another verse. Man a'rad an dhikri, whoever leaves my zikr, denies my zikr, stays away from the zikr, throws away my zikr. Who doesn't do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah is commanding, اُذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Allah is asking us to do lot of zikr. He didn't say do lot of salah. He didn't say do lot of fast. He didn't say give lot of charity. He never said that. But when it comes to dhikr, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is saying, اُذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Kathira means in abundance. Lot of zikr. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. And morning and evening you should remember. So my brothers, today's message is, in the morning, read the third kalima 100 times. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. One time you say Subhanallah, a tree is planted for you in the Jannah. So what does it mean? A tree is planted for you in the Jannah, it means Jannah is definitely for you. Definitely Jannah is for you. And there are two kalimas. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the last hadith of Bukhari, kalimatane habibatane alar rahman. There are two kalimas which Allah likes, khafifatane alal lisan, and very light on the tongue. It doesn't take time to say it. Saqilatane fil mizan. But on the day of judgment, when the scale will be there and your amals will be weighed, when that two kalimas will be placed in the scale, Sakilatane fil mizan. And they are mahbub, habibatan ilar rahman. What are these? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah ilazim. Read 100 times subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah ilazim in the morning. Fasabbihuhu bukratan wa asil. Then in the evening as well, before you go to bed, if you are in the masjid between Asr and Maghrib, then read 100 times the supplications. Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi was a big sheikh. How many times you must read the durud? How many times should we read the durud? He says the Prophet's right is that at least once a lifetime, at least, a mu'min should read one time durud. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. But then he said, if a person is physically well, he should read 300 times a day. 300 times. Let us decrease it, because we are not that much fit now. 100 times, not 300 times. Read 100 times in the morning. Read 100 times in the evening. Then istighfar, to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli zam. Aznabtuhu amadan aw khata'an, sirran aw alaniyah. وأتوب إليه من الذنب الذي أعلم ومن الذنب الذي لا أعلم إنك أنت علام الغيوب وستار الغيوب وغفار الذنوب لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. So whoever moves away from the dhikr he was doing in Ramadan, the salah he was doing in Ramadan, the fasting he was doing in Ramadan, the charity he was doing in Ramadan, he moved away from it. Quality decreased, but the quantity decreased, but the quality is starting to go away. The quality is no more there. The fear which you had in the month of Ramadan, even an alcoholist, he will not touch the alcohol in the month of Ramadan. A drug is, he will not touch drug. He has got that much taqwa in the month of Ramadan. So if that quality is there, then he will get a good life, peaceful life. Ajr will be in the akhirah. But if he has decreased his quality, what does Allah say? وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ أَنْ ذِكْرِ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَ Then he will be having a terrible life in this world. That is the athar of the guna. That is the athar of the guna. Pareshaniya hogi, ghar ke andar pareshani, kaam ke andar pareshani, karobar ke andar pareshani, aulad ke andar pareshani. He will be depressed from all these situations. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى And the punishment of this person will be that when he will rise from his grave, he will be blind. Blind. He will say to Allah, I used to look in Layton, I could see everything. I could see my friends, I could see the roads, I could see Nool Islam Masjid, what has happened to me? وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى Why am I blind? وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا I was looking. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَ My verses came to you, but you ignored them. So my brothers, let us keep our quality of the amals of the Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the topic to stay on the right path. And inshallah, this is my last Jummah today. I'm going for a knee operation on Tuesday, inshallah. Make dua for me. For swift recovery. When I get better, inshallah, then I'll come back, inshallah. Make dua for me. And brother Khalid, who is one of our Musalli volunteer, he's having operation on Tuesday as well. And one of my other friend, he's a sheikh as well. He's having knee operation on Wednesday. Make dua for him as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restore the knee so that I can do the sajda. That is the dua you have to make for me. Okay? That I can come back and I can do the sajda. This is one of the greatest bounty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given is the sajda. Sajda is the nearest part you can go near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah restore everybody's health. And if anything if it hurt you during my talks, forgive me, and Allah bless you all. Allah accept your fast, and Allah make you good mu'min, good Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completes our masjid as soon as possible. And special dua for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, those who have died, Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. And those who are still alive and getting through this calamity and all the discomfort which they are facing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for them. And Allah grant them their land, and Allah grant them Masjid Al-Aqsa, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect Masjid Al-Aqsa. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika.